Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Judy Joy Jones Show. You have been listening to and enjoying Boyfriend by Diandra Newland. She is our guest tonight, our very special guest, and we will be bringing her on shortly. I would love to tell everyone that tonight we have not only Diandra, but we have an actor who is in a new film with Diandra, and so it's going to be a very, very exciting evening, and I hope all of you have told all of your friends and you hang on, because I would love for you to call in and say hi to Diandra at some point, Our number is 347-326-9915. 347-326-9915. So anytime you feel like calling in, just do it, and we'll bring you on board and let you say hi to Diandra. Diandra, I had her on another show called Reach for the Stars, and her biography is amazing. We would need 1 hour and a half to tell you everything about her, but I'm going to try to briefly bring out the main things that I feel are really incredible for a 17-year-old to have accomplished at this point in her life. Diandra is not only a movie star, she is also, actually, Diandra has spent her whole life in front of the camera. In front of a microphone, she's traveled to 34 countries, she's lived in 3 different states. Diandra, and I can tell you for sure because of the emails I've received, has a huge fan club around the world. She actually is going to be starring in Dream Killer, and that's the name of the movie that we will be talking about very, very soon. One of the things that I find absolutely amazing is that only 17, and she is already giving. She's involved in helping HIV patients, and she wants to be a role model for all the young people. And all I can say is if we all had that goal in mind, we would be a perfect society. So my hat's off to her for that. Diandra Newland is also a 4-year member of the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, and she donates her time every year by reviewing Emmy submissions. So at 17, I'd say, wow. Also, she's been on The Gong Show. She's been in 7 major motion pictures. She starred in 5 award-winning short films and is a member also, as I just mentioned, of the Arts and Sciences. Diana has received 3 Omni Music Awards, 4 CARE Awards, USA Showcase Award, and Young Artist Nomination for the Best Leading Actress of 2007. She just finished, and she's going to tell us all about this a lot better than I can, but she just finished a commercial for the Ford Shelby Mustang 2009 commercial, where she plays a younger version of Kay Cattrall. I believe that's how you pronounce her name. And if you want to find out more about any of this, just go to my description page of today's show, and you're not only going to see what we're talking about tonight, but you're going to find all of Diandra's websites. And also, because there were so many and so much about Diandra, I made a special blog. So right underneath my description page on my profile, you're going to find even more and more about her. So I have one announcement to make, and that is a big shout out to Alan Levy, who is the founder and inventor of Blog Talk Radio. Alan was our guest recently, and he is actually changing the way that we are able to communicate with each other, not only internationally, globally, but also galactically. Alan is a pioneer ahead of his time, and my hat's off to him, because without him, you and I would not be talking right now. So thank you, Alan, for all the hard work you've done, and I would love for you to come back on my show at some point and keep us updated on what your latest inventions are. So I'm going to go ahead and bring up Diandra Newland and let everyone tell her hello, and also let her tell us more about herself. Hello, Diandra.
Hello. Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm very good.
So I really wanted to give everyone a chance to get a little bit about your bio, but I know that what you're doing now is more pertinent than perhaps what you did in the past. And I want you to be able to tell us a little bit about what's going on in your life, what's exciting, what's happening, what's coming up.
Okay. Wow, it's kind of crazy, which is good. Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, Boyfriend, the second version of the music video was just released this morning, and it's doing really well, which is exciting because it's a remix and it's a different music video. So that's very exciting. And check it out on my website. It's www.diandranewland.com. And anyone who calls in today will also get a copy of that for free. So that's exciting.
Wow.
Email me your address, and my email is diandranewland@aol.com, diandranewlin@aol.com. And so, yeah, and I'll be on General Hospital this week.
Right. Tell us about that. What are you doing on General Hospital?
Well, I play a young Kate Howard. And it's really exciting because it introduces a new storyline on General Hospital.
Uh-huh.
It's very, very exciting. So I can't wait to actually see that whole entire episode. So,
wow.
Yeah, because I was on Passions on NBC, and I also was on Guiding Light in New York City. We filmed that, and love soap operas.
Wow, they must be great fun. You know, you never know what you're going to go into. Do they kind of not let you know beforehand what's going to happen to the character? So you're just not knowing?
Yeah, you get like a little brief introduction to the character about it, which is kind of exciting because it's all a big mystery.
It's a mystery. Whoa. Well, I know that really and truly, Diandra, your schedule just blows my mind. You're also going to school. Am I correct, at night?
Yes, I am. I'm doing morning and night classes at college, yeah.
My goodness. Where in the world? So do you actually have time to play? What do you do for fun? I mean, actually, you're working all the time.
My family and I do lots of fun things. Like last weekend, we went to Santa Barbara.
Uh-huh.
And that was exciting because we all got in the car and we're like, we're going to go to Santa Barbara. And we were just like, we didn't really plan it. We just went and we were like, you know, this would be really cool because we've heard a lot of great things about it. But, you know, and we went to the zoo and we went shopping. Of course, shopping is so much fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, for fun, there's also a program called Looking Ahead, and it's for young actors, 9 through 18. And, you know, they do things together like laser tag and miniature golf, and or they go to the Lakers games. And that's also really fun, and they do that all for the actors. So we have a big group of friends there, so that's really cool too.
Well, are you, you know, I know you write music, you sing, as we heard Boyfriend, I'm going to play some more of your music tonight. You know, I would love to know, is music your number one love, or is it acting, or both, Diandra?
Wow, that's a really hard question, and I get that a lot. I don't think I could decide between acting and music, because I love them both equally.
Uh-huh.
I love writing music, you know, going to the piano and just coming up with, you know, lyrics and a melody. And
sure.
And then I love, you know, being on set and meeting new people all the time and just, you know, it's they're both very different, but they're a big passion of mine.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say, well, it's this or that, because they're all part of you. Well, you've traveled, am I right, to 34 countries, or by now it may be more?
Correct. It's been 34. 34 countries. I just went to China 2 months ago, which was so amazing.
China?
Yes.
My gosh. How interesting is that? How long were you there?
I was there for 2 weeks.
And what were you there for, Diandra?
Well, we went on family vacation, and it was cool because we went on this Yangtze River cruise, and they had karaoke, and so I said, oh, well, you know, I'm going to just I went through their songbook, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to get up and sing. Well, of all things, I started singing, and after I performed, they said, do you want to be in the showcase with the crew? And I was like,
really? Whoa.
So I got to perform with the crew on the last night, and that was so exciting. And that's actually on YouTube. So.
Oh, that's on YouTube. And
yeah.
Everyone can find that. I think I might have gotten that one. I put up some YouTube, maybe not. But if they go to YouTube, Diander, can they just type in your name and will that come up?
Yes, yes. Plenty of things will come up.
All right. So all of that, they can find that there because maybe that wasn't the exact one I found, but I put a couple of them up, and I noticed there were a lot. So anyone out there, if you're interested, just go to YouTube, Diander Newland, that's D-I-A-N-D-R-A, and that's N as in Nancy, E-W-L-I-N. And again, all the information is right here on the description page of the Judy Joy Jones Show. And also, Diander has an excellent. I noticed you redid your website. It's great. It's so beautiful.
Oh, thanks. I just redid it today. Which was
wow.
Great. Yeah, my brother and I do the entire website ourselves.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I love computers.
Do you really? And you know your website, you're a MySpace. It's gorgeous. Did you do that yourself?
Actually, I did not. I have an amazing friend. Her name is Rachel, and she actually really introduced me to MySpace 2 years
ago. Oh, okay.
And she does the layout, and she's amazing. She's a special shout-out to Rachel. She is awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love all the pink and everything about it. It's just gorgeous. You know, when I found out that you were making this film, I think I found out about it before it was actually, you know, could even be talked about. But now that you are completed, you have completed Dream Killer, right?
Correct. We shot Dream Killer in April 2006.
Oh, I didn't realize. Okay.
Yeah, it was a while ago. It, of course, the movie takes always a long time, you know, to get together, you know, editing. It's a very long process.
Sure.
Dario, my co-star and the producer of the film,
mm-hmm.
he will be on later, hopefully, and he'll definitely get into detail, you know, where it is now and the
what's
whole
going on. Uh-huh. Well, are you working on a new film? Have you got anything in the works now that...
Yeah, I will be going to New York City soon in October to film a new movie called Crazy for the Boys, and I'm very,
ooh,
very, very excited about that. Because it's singing and dancing and...
Wow!
Yeah, so it's like a high school musical sort of sleepover type of film. So it's very exciting. I'm very excited about that. Yeah.
That's so cool. You know, I remember one thing about you in your bio that just really stuck in my mind. And you danced for 6 years at a Broadway dance center without air conditioning in New York City. And I thought, this woman is tough.
That is, it was crazy and it was intense, but it was so much fun to like go to a dance class, you know, every day or you know, as much as possible. And, you know, you have these group of people that you just get along with so well and you have so much fun. It's like better than summer camp to me because it was like so much fun. Now, of course, without air conditioning,
yep,
it's a little intense and a little hard to breathe. But,
a little hard to breathe.
Yeah, a little hard to breathe. That is a problem. But I heard they moved into a new building, so hopefully they have air conditioning now.
They have air conditioning. But things like that kind of toughen you and help you, you know, make it through harder times because you can always look back on that and say, I made it through that. I can make it through this.
It's a challenge, and you take it and you – I looked at it as a task, and, you know, like, you get through it, and then you're like, okay, now I feel like I can do that. And, you know, it's just you get used to it, no air conditioning for, like, the third month. You're like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Whatever. I'm acclimatized, you know. Well, I noticed that one of your goals is to become a role model. And that really inspires me because role models for younger people are so needed, Diandra. And I think that's a big goal because of, you know, everybody's watching you and, you know, looking up to you. And how in the world did you come up with that dream?
Well, I guess when I was doing school and I switched to independent study, And a lot of people look down upon independent study and homeschooling. So they say, like, you know, you can't do it, and, you know, like, it's an easy way to drop out of school. And No, it's the way that I can balance my career and balance my fun time and balance my family and balance my education.
Sure.
And I see a lot of people, you know, not only in California but across the country and especially around the world since I've been to so many places, and they don't get the opportunities, you know, to do school.
Sure.
Education is very important, and I think, you know, gosh, there's so much peer pressure between, you know, drugs and drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, I think somebody, you know, should really put out a positive influence among the younger generation.
That is so true. You know, because we hear about all the young stars that are on the drugs, they go to jail, they picked up for DWI, and I say to myself, how in the world, you know, can one person step out and just say, no, that's not my path? And if you can do it, that means other people can do it.
Well, I think it's a good hope, and it builds someone's confidence, and they say, you know, look, you know, we don't have to do drugs. We don't have to do drinking to get through school, to get through college, or, you know, it's a choice, and you can make that choice. You can make whatever choice you want.
It's a choice. And, you know, the thing is, one of them leads to freedom, and the other is pretty much a noose around your neck, you know, any kind of addiction. But the freedom of just being yourself and striving to do things, you know, really naturally, and it may not be the most popular at the time, but, you know, Diandra, in the end, it's got to be the best. I mean, you're not going to have to go through all that stuff. I want to let you know that you have a friend called Believe 77, and he or she says, hi, Diandra, glad to hear you are so grounded. So I just wanted to pass that on to you. He is in, or she is in our chat room. And so, and also Gay Life Coach is here. And so they're all telling you hello, and I'm just passing that on. We have a little chat room, and so people can call in and talk to you on the phone, or they can just kind of sign in and say hello through the chat room.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and the call-in number, again, is 347-326-9915. I would like to know what you feel like your goal, let's say, in 5 years, which is a long time away, but what do you see yourself doing?
Well, in 5 years, I hope to complete some of college, for sure, and, you know, work at my career steadily, you know, just keep going on my singing and acting, and hopefully
sure.
have a record out there, and hopefully, you know, it does well and go on tour. That would be the ideal goal. But you can't, there's nothing set in stone, so, but that's
yeah, I know, there's nothing, it's kind of like, well, you just did this, oh yeah, this Ford Mustang commercial. What was that about?
Oh, okay, so Friday I filmed a Ford Mustang short story and commercial shot by Kay Cattrall. Kay Cattrall, and she is a wonderful actress and director, and she's very strong and such a smart woman who from 400 entries to have her film and story shown on Knight Rider this fall. So I was privileged to play her younger self in the commercial.
Wow.
So, and the film involves 3 Mustangs with a total value approximately about, like, $300,000, which is incredible. Because 2 of them are the new models of the Mustangs. They're 2009 Shelby Mustangs, which are so cool. Whoever, like, you know, wants to Google them, they're cool. And then there was a vintage one, like 1972 it was made, or 1973. And it was amazing. Oh, my gosh. It was spotless. It was incredible. And So, yeah, we dressed in 70s clothing, and we shot, like, flashback scenes on Friday, which was fun. And then we had a wrap party after, which was, of course.
How cool is that? And you played her younger self. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, wow. How wonderful. But you auditioned for that. Is that right, Deandra? Deandra, you went in.
Yes. Auditioning is, like, if, you know, people don't understand, it's like a tryout, like, so you go in and they see if you, know, look like the person or what they have in mind.
Okay.
Auditioning is crazy because you can't ever take the rejection personally. Never. It's not what you're right for. It's not what they're looking for. So
right, right.
Call back, you know, it's like, oh, well, that's not for me, you know.
But you've been doing that since you were, like, 2 years old. I mean, you're pretty used to that, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. I mean, it's like, gosh, you know, without that kind of conditioning, it would be tough to go in. But you're right or you're not, and you got this incredible Mustang commercial. Wow.
Yeah.
Big one.
So excited. So it should definitely be on YouTube someday. I don't know when, but...
You don't know when. Well, it'll be there. Well, you know, the thing about it is that whenever you know, I'm reading your bio and I think, well, I mean, it's enough just to go to auditions, but not only are you doing that, you're going to school. You work out, don't you? Aren't you very athletic?
I'm very... Yeah, I try to go to the gym, you know, every day. Every other day. It's good to keep active balance everything. So I try my best.
You know, that really helps, doesn't it? I mean, you go to the gym and then you kind of release a lot of energy and get going on your next step. And I think that all of the balance is what it's all about. I'm going to go ahead, if it's all right with you, and I'm going to bring up your next song, See Me Cry. And then we're going to bring on Dario. Would that be all right?
That sounds perfect.
All right. Okay, so here we go. See Me Cry. This is Deandra singing See Me Cry. to Diander?
Yeah.
Hi, we haven't quite got Dario, but I think it might be a couple of minutes early. So, you know, I'm sure he's coming on, but I was just kind of looking at the people, the incredible stars of Dream Killer, and it's amazing. You have, let's see, John Savage.
Yeah.
And he has quite a bio. He's received an Academy Award nomination for his role as Steven in the critically acclaimed movie The Deer Hunter, and he has made over 100 appearances in film and TV, including a starring role on Dark Angel with Jessica Alba. The man's been a little busy. Was he great to work with?
I actually didn't get to work with him or Tyrone Power Jr. Actually, because they weren't actually in my storyline. But I mainly worked with Dario because I play his sister.
Oh, you played his sister. Okay. So tell us a little bit about what the movie's about without giving away too much.
Well, it's a thriller, so it's a bit of a mystery. It's a bit of action, a bit of a little, you know, blood and violence, but it was really fun. It's it's kind of like a CSI type of thing. It's a very big mystery, and you would have to definitely check out the website, or you can just Google Dream Killer, and you can watch the teaser, and it's really interesting, and it doesn't give a lot away, because you'll have to check it out, and hopefully it will be out next year, 2009.
Because Dario was telling me, I think that it's going to be in DVD. It's going to be in all kinds of form, so people will be able to watch it. And I didn't realize, really, because he said Tyrone Power Jr., and I said, is that Tyrone Power's son? And he said, yeah. And I thought, my God, you know, this has everybody. But I see what you're saying. Y'all kind of made everything in pieces and not all together type thing.
It's around a young doctor who's Dario, the producer and star, is linked to a series of mystery and brutal executed murders with.
Ooh.
It's crazy, but it's a big mystery because it doesn't all make sense, but it all works out.
It all works out. Well, you know, movies are like that. That's what it's all about. What would you say out of your whole career? Actually, I think maybe, I'm not sure if this is Daria. Let me click and see because I think, all right, let me see. Hello? Hello? 248? Whoops. Okay, I guess they're just listening because I was pretty sure he was going to call in with a 310. But, you know, you've done so much in your 17 years. What would you say is the very highlight? I mean, I know you've had a jillion, Diander, but What is it that really turns you on the most, that just opens your heart and your passions the most that you've done?
That I've done? Oh, gosh. I've had so many great opportunities.
Yeah.
It's hard to choose one because they all have a different place in my life. It was so exciting to live in New York and to work, you know, basically every day, which was exciting for modeling. And doing commercials and all sorts of things. But then out in L.A., it's cool because it's a little more relaxed and put out. And but I guess, I don't know. I don't think I could pick one thing.
Pin it down. No, because you've had so many. And L.A. and New York are so different. So one is so intense and the other, like you said, laid back, beach and all that. But someday you're probably going to be writing your autobiography and, you know, then you're going to be able to kind of pinpoint maybe more some of the highlights, but right now you're still in them. I know Dario's on the phone. Hello.
Okay. Well, hello there.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Great.
How are you?
Well, Joy, I just wanted to say thank you again for having us.
You bet.
Having me, let's say it. I know Diandra's been here before, and yeah, it's great to
awesome.
Come on.
Thank you so much. And thanks, Daria, for coming on. That's exciting.
Wow.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. And Daria, your last name is Dyack, right? And if not, you pronounce it.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. It's really hard to pronounce. It's Dyack.
Dyack.
But if anybody butchers it, I will not care. You can say Deke or Dyack, whatever.
Whatever.
It happens every day. It happens every day.
Because I'm looking at your picture right now. I actually printed out the different stars of Dream Killer, and I'm looking at you right now, and I thought, you know, when I talked to you earlier, it's like you're looking at you now, and it's not quite the same person. I thought, But I would love for you to kind of tell me how you and Diandra met and got together on this film.
Sure. Well, I am actually a part of the production company that put this movie together, and I also play one of the leads. And I met Diandra actually in an audition when she auditioned for the part, and the director saw her and immediately fell in love with her. I remember as soon as she walked out, she just said, "This is it, this is it." So, and then Diandra came back again, and we were just delighted for her to be part of this movie.
Uh-huh.
And she did such a wonderful job. I mean, wait till you see the movie. She plays my kid sister, and what's funny, I am an only child, and I've always wanted to have a kid sister.
Oh!
And, so this is like, great. So I've been calling her little sis ever since, even though she's not so little anymore.
That is so great. So you finally found your little sister. And, you know, actually, the movie is a little bit serious, though, right? It's something happens to her. Now, this is going to be out, Diandra said, 2009, right?
Well, the movie is set to come out in February of 2009 on a limited release. And then, depending on how it does, it'll be expanded or not. But the movie is very good, and it's you know, wait till you see it. That's all I'm going to say. But the movie is serious. It's a thriller, and it's a thriller. It deals with very serious themes of that all of us can relate. And you know, it has all the commercial elements of you know, there are murders and investigation and relationships and all that good stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, much in line with Basic Instinct or even Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs. Oh, wow. And, you know, I was looking at the other people in it, and I know Diandra didn't really work with them, but Tyrone Power Jr. and who is this, Penny Drake? And
yes.
John Savage. My gosh, y'all got some big names in this, so...
Oh, yeah, God. John Savage was, of course, in some of the greatest movies ever made, like The Deer Hunter and Hair. And, their parts, John Savage and Tyrone Power, they play two detectives. And Diandra's scenes are mostly with me at home.
Oh.
So she did not work with them.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's, you know... Maybe in the sequel. Yeah,
you told me there would probably be a sequel coming up. So that's exciting. It's not just one-time shot. We're gonna be seeing more of Dream Killer. And everyone, by the way, you can find that is www.dreamkiller.com. Is that right?
It's actually dreamkillerthemovie.com.
Oh, DreamKillerTheMovie.com. Okay, I'm pretty sure I've got that right on the description there on the webpage of tonight's show. So that's www.DreamKillerTheMovie.com. And also, I was trying to find an email for you or some kind of website just for you. Do you have that, or could I just not find it? Was it? I mean, which wouldn't be unusual for me, but...
Oh, sure. For me?
Mm-hmm.
It would be my first and last name, Dario Deak, D-E-A-K,
mm-hmm.
at DelawarePictures.net.
Okay.
So one word.
Dario
Deak.
Delaware, and that's D-E-L-L-W-A-R-E?
Like the state, Delaware.
Yeah, pictures.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm sorry about the noise, guys. I'm actually outside on the street. I am in the middle of a play, so I'm on my cell phone, so hopefully you can hear me.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I mentioned to Dario, Diandra, that people can hear me really clearly, but the guests sometimes not so clearly. And so I always tell everyone, although I forgot, to tell Diandra to speak up as if you were talking to a hearing-impaired audience so that everyone can hear you. Just plaster your mouth to the phone, and it should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, and that won't be. Now, do you and Diandra plan on any more movies besides that? Well, I mean, if there's a sequel, of course, but other than that.
Well, I mentioned to you, I believe, that the company that I work with, we have a whole slate of movies that the company owns and plans on making in the future. And there's pretty much every single project has a part for Diandra. So if it's up to us, we will be collaborating till the end.
Okay.
And I don't see why that wouldn't happen. So.
Right.
Most definitely.
Well,
yeah.
Dario is a lot of fun to work with, along with the rest of the production company. It was a lot of fun doing the film, so it'll be fun.
Did you do any music, Diana? Was any of your own music in it?
Do you want to explain?
Yeah, I can go ahead and say that.
Okay.
The final score for the movie has not, meaning the soundtrack has not been finalized.
Oh.
And we are currently in the process of doing that. So I cannot make this decision, so I'm not going to say yes or no, but there are a couple of Diandra songs that could definitely wind up being in the movie. So
wonderful.
You know,
wow.
We'll know soon enough, and we'll let you guys
know. Yeah, sure. You can let us all know. That's great. And you actually are an actor and have been in other things, and that is your passion, acting. Is
Absolutely.
What you told me.
Mm-hmm. That's I'm first and foremost an actor, and then I also, you know, produce. That's my business side. I have picked up my business knowledge from Merrill Lynch. I worked there for some years, and you know, just sort of put some deals together, and there we go.
Carried it over. Well, you know, that's what it's all about, and I have to say that really and truly. Diandra, I'm sure you agree with me, for 17 years old, is very gifted. And
she's
I can
incredible.
Only know that we're going to see her in many, many, many upcoming films. She has an amazing ability to, the energy that I feel from Diandra is incredible. I sometimes wonder, I work with a lot of people, but Diandra, if I say, would you please send me an MP3? Man, I've got it 5 minutes later. Or a JPEG 5 minutes later, and I'm going, whoa. Some people,
yeah.
two weeks later, you know. Did you find that, Dario, working with her?
I am definitely betting my money on her. And in the music, it's so obvious. But also on the screen, on the movie screen, she pops up and just stands out. And there aren't very many other girls in the movie, but she just did such an excellent job. I mean, wait till you see it.
You know, I just can't wait. And we have a caller. It's an 804. Let me see who. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
who are we talking to?
This is Sam Johnson, and I wanted to see if I could ask Diandra a question about Dream Killer.
Sure.
I wanted to know, you know, like, what was the most challenging scene for her to do?
Oh, gosh. I think
there's quite a few, huh?
I think the first scene...
they were all with me, I think. Most of them, anyway.
Mm-hmm. The first scene that when I came on the set, it was in a hospital, and we were in a time crunch, weren't we, Dario?
Yeah.
And so it was like we were just getting to know each other, so it was kind of a little awkward. So it was like we had to have this long, you know, brother sister relationship, and it was kind of awkward. But I think we got it. But it was
funny. Oh, we got it.
It was a
very, very heartfelt scene and very close and deep, and the whole shoot, I mean, it just gets hectic, and we were running behind, and we had to be out of there. The hospital had to return to its normal schedule, and then we just had to get right into it. We didn't have even time to prepare or warm up, but it worked out. I mean,
it was a lot of fun, and I know we had a lot of great stories, like Hollywood Highlands. We got the wrong permit.
That's something. Does that answer your question, or did you have something?
Well, that was great. Thank you so much, and I hope this movie is a real success. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we have a caller now from 248 area code. Let me bring. Oh, here they are. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Did you want to ask Diandra or Dario a question?
Yeah, Diandra.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. I have been talking to you through email and through YouTube, and I just wanted to tell you that I think you're a really sweet and talented girl.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Do you have any questions or anything?
Yeah, I was wondering what it was like to film your music video.
Filming the music video, that was so much fun. It was cool because my brother directed it, and then we did pretty much all the production ourselves, and it was a 2-day shoot. And the second music video that was just released today, we filmed all in one day, and that was so crazy and so much fun, but it turned out really well, and I hope you get a chance to look at it, and everyone. It's at diandranewlan.com. It's diandranewlan.com.
Great.
Did that answer your question?
Hello?
I think we might have lost her.
Are you there? Caller?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
Did you have another question?
Yeah, I was wondering also what it was like to be in Space Hill's music video.
Oh my gosh, that was so long ago. Space Hill's music video, Cry, that was an amazing opportunity because we filmed that in Manhattan Beach at Raleigh Studios, and it was really cool because they had like 3 sound stages full of sprinklers, and it was such a wet set. Like, we had sprinklers going off the entire time. It was crazy too because I had to get a flight the next morning, and so 1-day shoot turned out being a 2-day shoot, so I got to the airport with my mom. They said, you have to go back because they didn't get the whole thing. So we went back. It was crazy. This is how crazy the business is. And we went back, and we filmed more, and it was so much fun. But I never got to meet Faith Hill. That was the disappointing part.
Aw. Wow. But you're such a trooper. Go back and get wet again.
It was a lot of fun.
That's the business. Did you have anything else to ask?
No, that's all.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, that's the nature of the business. I mean, when you got to finish a scene or redo it, you just do it, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yes, Mario, you know that too.
Oh,
no,
look, we have a caller. Let me see. Just a second. Let me bring him up. Hello? Hi. 602? Hello? Sometimes I think, wait a minute. Oh, I didn't. Hello? Is this 602? Hello? Oops. I don't know. Maybe we're having a... Let me try it one more time. I thought I heard somebody trying to say something. Let me see. Hello?
Are you there, Miss Judy?
Hey there. Who is this?
This is 602. This is Kevin. How are you this evening?
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I am wonderful. And it would be nice if I didn't mute myself before, you know, getting ready to talk and y'all unmute and then I'm muted. And
I don't know what happened. I'm so sorry.
No, that was me. I muted my telephone.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
oh, it was you. I couldn't figure. Would you like that question?
Well, you know, I don't generally call up with questions because
it's much
better to enjoy people's life and what they do. I must say, though, I done forgot her name.
Diandra Newland.
Diandra, that's it, Diandra. For a 17-year-old young lady, sounds like an absolutely impressive, wonderful individual.
She is.
I agree, absolutely.
That's Mario.
It definitely helps to have a great support system, like family, and Dario has been a great support system, too. He's been awesome since, gosh, the audition, which was such a long time ago.
Well, thank you. You're the only adopted sister I have, so I have to do my best.
And adopted or not adopted, it ought to be nice to have somebody appreciate their sister every now and then. I had two of them. I don't say I grew up appreciating them very much.
Oh, well.
You had
but,
some
you know,
problems there, right?
Well, you know, hey, there's things
hey.
To do with that. But
life.
Just like life is what it is. It is what it is. But the whole part about that was just like I make the compliment on you and you throw it on other people.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Aww.
How can you get better than that in a person?
Oh, well, we thank you for calling. I hope you get to see the movie Dream Killer coming out in 2009. I think it's going to be great.
Well, I will definitely see it. Definitely see it. So
appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Great show, Judy, as always, and you guys take care of yourself, all right?
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, it's almost time now, I think, for us to bring on Bublin. Is that a good one? Would that be all right if I end the show with that?
That would be fantastic.
Diandra is... Now, you wrote Bublin, right?
Correct. I co-wrote it.
You co-wrote it. Okay. So, and did your brother produce that one?
No. My brother isn't into music.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He does all the film stuff. I co-wrote it with Roy Royalty Hamilton and Rob A.
Oh, okay. Because I know that I had somehow gotten it in my mind that your brother was part of some part of the music thing, but I wasn't quite sure. Let me go ahead. And, Dario, I really appreciate you calling in. I love you, and thank you so much, and I wish you the very, very, very best in your career. After looking
so
at
kind.
Your picture, I'd say you're going to go way far.
Well,
I'm just
so
looking
kind.
At you here, and it's like, you remind me of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, Lord. And, Diandra, I want you to come back again. Promise me.
I will. Thank you so much for having me. You are awesome. And another shout-out to Tina. She is awesome for introducing me to you.
Tina. Tina's amazing. I don't know. How did you find Tina?
Well, she found me through my website, through my MySpace, and she has helped me in so many ways, introducing me to you, to new producers. She's been awesome.
She's incredible. I thank you for mentioning her name because Tina has changed my life the very same as yours. I don't know who she is or where she's coming. I think she's an angel.
Yes, she's awesome.
She's awesome. Okay, you guys, thank you so much, and I love you, and we will be talking soon. And everyone, keep your mind open and listen and waiting for Dream Killer. And this is Bubbling by Diandra Newland. Hello.
Hi, Joy.
Hey there. Who's this?
This is Kay Cottrell.
Hi, Kay. Oh, my gosh. You called in just in time. We have, you know, I actually added some extra minutes, so I'm so happy to hear from you. I had no idea you were calling in.
Yes,
we have your, actually, the commercial. We have the website. I put it up for everyone.
That's
and Diandra was talking about you. Oh, wow. So
she's
can you...
She's an absolute doll, and I hope she becomes an incredible star.
I think she will, don't you?
I think she's got a great shot. She's very young and lovely and sweet and